So brother Rick and I will just kind of open up together, and brother Rick will start, and then I'll follow him, and then you'll all get a chance to share. So
amen.
You want to go ahead, brother Rick?
Amen. Praise the Lord, saints.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Saints, what a wonderful, sobering, enlivening, and encouraging word this week.
Amen.
May we be counted among the overcomers, those who see the world situation as the indicator of God's move on earth, as the vision of world history from Christ's ascension to the end of the age, the spreading of the truths of the Lord's recovery as a preparation for his coming back, and persevering in prayer while discerning the signs of the times.
Amen.
So saints, we need to be those who see the world situation as an indicator of the Lord's move on the earth. Amen. Brothers and sisters, we need to be like Daniel, who was one who was cooperating with the Lord and was one with the Lord and was corresponding with the Lord in the midst of a wicked and perverted generation.
Yep.
So, brothers and sisters, we need to realize that by the Lord's mercy, we see God's economy. Amen. Furthermore, we have God's word. And I don't have time to get into it here, but there are over 100 prophecies in the Bible that were spoken of that have taken place. Wow. This word is prophetic, and this word is our lifeline, and this word, God's word, guides us. And so, brothers and sisters, as the type of Daniel, we need to go back in history and see the landscape or the vista from God's point of view. Amen. We realize that history is not a series of wars and things that took place, kingdoms rising and falling. Actually, history is his story. It's his story. He is the sovereign God over Amen. All things. Right. So we see from his view, we see history a little bit different than the historians. We see the rise and the fall of the Roman Empire was sovereign of the Lord. Why was it sovereign? It was sovereign because through the Roman Empire and Paul and the roads and the laws allowed an infrastructure for the churches to spread. That was sovereign. The decline of the Roman Empire was also sovereign, right? We see the Dark Ages was sovereign of the Lord. That was him on the throne, loosening the clutches and the grasp of the Catholic Church. We see the Reformation and the start of the Lord's recovery in the modern era through Martin Luther. This was sovereign of the Lord, right? Mm-hmm. We see the defeat of the Spanish Armada and the preeminence of England for the bringing forth of the United States as sovereign. These are not just military battles or kingdoms rising and falling or waxing and waning in power. Brothers and sisters, we need to see that this is the work of a sovereign God who has an economy and who has a plan. And brothers and sisters, in this ministry, this plan is revealed. And in the Bible, it is revealed. So we need to be those who take this very seriously and look and discern the signs of the times. Like Daniel, who, imagine Daniel, I'll paint a scene. So before Daniel, we see that David had a son who was Solomon, and Solomon established the kingdom. He established the kingdom, the temple, and then idolatry and wickedness came in, and then Nebuchadnezzar came in and wiped out God's testimony and the temple. And we see that the Lord was one with Daniel, who read Deuteronomy and realized that there would be a return for 70 years. There would be a return to and a restoration of the of his kingdom. Wow. So he was one, as we need to be, the modern day overcomers who are one with the Lord, who are reading the word, who are cooperating with the Lord. And we're not looking at the outward things, brothers and sisters. We need to not be discouraged about the pandemic, about the political situation, about the lawlessness that's going on. Brothers and sisters, we need to see this is sovereign. And more than sovereign, it is the birth pangs, and it is a preparation of the Lord who wants to come back.
Right.
So imagine, Daniel was one who was praying consistently toward Jerusalem.
Yes.
So that he would cooperate with the Lord. And the Lord revealed himself. It says here, we need to be those who in our spirit. I was in spirit on the Lord's day. In order to be on spirit, to see the revelation, we need to be those that are in spirit. Right. And we need to be men on the earth with God's heart.
Amen.
If we have God's heart, we will see the human events as not human events, but as a sovereign God who is working throughout human history to build his church and to get his bride. Right. This is what we need to see. We need to see the world situation as an indicator. What's an indicator? You're in your car and you see a check light indicator start flashing. What is that? That's an indicator. That's a warning that tells you, check your engine. Something is happening. It hasn't happened yet, but it's an indicator. We shouldn't ignore the signs. We shouldn't ignore the check light indicator that's going on with the world situation. This is an indicator of what the Lord is doing on the earth, and we need to be vigilant and prepare ourselves and see what is happening. So, brothers and sisters, Daniel chapter 12, it says 12:10, at the end of the age, this is an encouraging time. 12:10, many will be purified, cleansed, and refined, but the wicked will act wickedly, and none of the wicked will understand. But those who have wisdom or insight, says some translations, will understand. Brothers and sisters, mm-hmm. we understand. Mm-hmm. We understand because we are one with the Lord. We Amen. Should not be distracted by the discouraging and frightful situations of the present age. Instead, they should encourage us, and they should impel us. And they Amen. Should drive us to be the overcomers, the Daniels of the age who are cooperating with the Lord. And if we see this, brothers and sisters, we won't be worn out. What is the enemy's tactic? We see the Antichrist will wear out the saints of the Most High.
Right.
We have to resist and oppose the gradual and repeated, frequent and daily wearing out tactics of Satan. Brothers and sisters, do you feel worn out?
Oh, Lord.
Do you feel tired? Right. Rest assured, this is a tactic of Satan who is trying and will continue to try until the Lord returns to wear out the saints of the Most High. But brothers and sisters, we need to be the Lord. We need to be those that know the Lord, that show strength and take action. Amen. And as such, we cooperate with him. We cooperate with him. And so we go back, Daniel, okay? So Nebuchadnezzar had a dream, and the men of the age couldn't understand that dream. Nebuchadnezzar was perplexed with that dream. The dream was this image, and the image was of gold, silver, bronze, iron, and clay. And we see that those are the major kingdoms throughout human history, culminating at the feet and the legs, which are the Roman Empire and the revived Roman Empire, signifying by the 10 toes. So this is the stage where we are at today. We are at the end of the age. Everything has taken place. All these empires have risen. All these empires have fallen. And we know Daniel, by the way, 600 years before the Lord came, prophesied this in the dream. This book is marvelous. We shouldn't read Fox News. We shouldn't read CNN. We should read the Word.
Amen.
The Word has the answers. The Word is where we find what will happen, and we will find comfort and refuge in. Yeah. And Daniel realized that Nebuchadnezzar, his kingdom, and he told Nebuchadnezzar, your kingdom, you are the head, but you will fall, and another kingdom will rise again, and that will fall, and then another kingdom will come, and that will fall. And now, brothers and sisters, we are at the final stage, the birth pangs. What are birth pangs? Birth pangs are the contractions, another indicator that the baby wants to be born. Mm-hmm. The wars, the rumors of war, the increase of government power, and the uniting of the world, the establishment of Israel are all prophetic and indicators that the Lord is desiring to return. And Satan, the lawless one, brothers and sisters, do you sense lawlessness at every level of human government?
Yes.
Do you sense lawlessness at every level of humanity? Yes. The lawless one, who is the Antichrist, is working and he's operating. If we can't see this, if we can't see the lawlessness is the operation of the Antichrist, we are missing the point. It is not about what Gavin Newsom does. It is not about Donald Trump. It's not about political unrest. It is about the Lord who is returning, and the birth pangs is an indicator for his saints to see the Lord wants to build up his bride. So instead of being distracted, brothers and sisters, we need to be encouraged. We need Amen. To be encouraged that this prophecy would be fulfilled. Guess what happens to these 10 kings, which are the 10 kings that give their power to Antichrist in Europe? They will be smashed by the overcomers. The stone cut without hands will smash the feet of human government. Amen. And human government will be no more. So Amen. Our treasure, our hope, our focus, brothers and sisters, has to be on being part of the bride, being a part of the overcomers. Amen. Brothers and sisters, we should be encouraged by this. On the one hand, we should be stirred up, and we may be fearful. No, this should impel us to go further and deeper into the Lord. We have no Amen. Trust in human government. We have no trust in the earth. Our trust is in the Most High, who is preparing the bride for his return. And he's trying to come back, but he needs the overcomers to cooperate. He needs a modern day Daniels who read the word and who see the sign of the times and who discern what the Lord is doing, brothers and sisters. We should Amen. Be stirred up by this. This should cause us to go deeper into Christ. We should be built together. And if we're built together, saints, the Lord will get a testimony. And this is what he's lacking. The materials for the temple in Jerusalem are sitting on site in Jerusalem. The temple, the physical temple, could be rebuilt very, very quickly. This is what has to happen before the Antichrist can come to power very, very quickly. What is he waiting on? He's waiting on us, brothers and sisters, that we would be matured, that we would be built up, that we would be one with him. So saints, do not be afraid. Do not be worn out. Dive into Christ. Dive into the body. Be the ministry. Get this ministry wrought into you so that we would be the bride. You don't want to be here when the Antichrist comes to power. What we want to be is we want to be the first fruits. We want to be raptured so that we will be part of the overcoming bride that deals with human government so the Lord can return.
Oh. Amen.
Oh. Amen.
Amen.
Well, let me continue with after Brother Rick sharing. He shared, I'd say, something of the burden. And maybe I could continue with something of the practice. You know, I'll give you, I think, 7 or 8 words that begin with P and that go through this. The first word is position. We need to have the proper position. In Revelation 1:10, it says, I was in spirit on the Lord's day. Amen. So may the Lord bring us all into the spirit so that we would have the proper perspective. You know, if we don't have the seeing, we wouldn't be able to really enter in to what's been released here. So may the Lord give us all the view to see. And then I'm not going to repeat anything that Brother Rick said. He did quite well on the second P, which is prophecy. But we should be impressed that the scriptures are true. And so many prophecies, as he mentioned, have been fulfilled. And we can have the assurance that this book is a book that is true and everything in it will be fulfilled.
Amen.
So thank the Lord for the prophecies, as our brother mentioned. But there's a few more P's that I'll present. One is the preaching. One of the great prophecies is in Revelation 6:1-4. And there we see from the ascension of Christ to his coming is portrayed by 4 horses. And these 4 horses show what's transpiring. And first, the first horse is the white horse. That has the rider with the bow and a crown and going forth conquering and to conquer. And then there's the what? The red horse, the black horse, and the pale horse. Well, I think we all are quite aware that there's the gospel preaching, there's war, famine, and there's death. But we may have this, not have such a practical view of this. Saints, we need to be, the second P is preaching. We need to be one with the rider of the white horse.
Amen.
Oh, this age, from the age of, from Christ's ascension to his coming back, is the age of the preaching of the gospel.
Amen. Amen.
So if we are impressed with the imminence of the Lord's coming, what do we need to be doing? We need to be preaching the gospel.
Amen.
And I'll remind you that in Revelation 22, 17, which has the cry for the Lord's coming, it says, come, Lord. You know, it says, the Spirit and the bride say, come. But then it does say, he who is thirsty, let him come, take the water of life freely. So when we're urgent for the Lord's coming, we're also going to be urgent for sinners to be saved.
Right.
And then the fourth P is this matter of preparing. Saints are preparing for the Lord's coming, and has to do with the presenting of the truths in the Lord's recovery. And so, saints, every day, on the one hand, we should be praying for the Lord's coming, but we should be preparing ourselves to present the divine truths of the Lord's recovery.
Amen.
And the points are here, so, but I, for sake of time, I'm not going to touch them. But may we be preparing for the Lord's coming to get ourselves equipped with the truth so we can present them to the people around us as the high gospel.
Amen.
But then there's a fifth P, that is persevering in prayer. I don't know how many of you are aware of beseeching.org. If you're not, there's an encouragement there, daily reminder to pray, and not just to pray for your personal needs. We can pray for that also, but we need to pray for the Lord's move on this earth, to be persevering in prayer. In the present environment of the world, we need to devote ourselves to and persevere in prayer while discerning the signs of the times.
Amen.
So if we're troubled by what's going on in the world, well, we need to what? We need to pray.
Amen.
And we need to beseech the Lord concerning his purpose.
Amen.
And that issues in another P, which is parousia, or you might say presence.
Amen.
As we are those who are, what? We are having the position, we see the prophecy, we're proclaiming the good news, we're preparing ourselves to present the truth, and we're praying, persevering in prayer, we can anticipate and expect the parousia, the presence of the Lord. Amen. All saints, may this be our occupation, not anxiety about the world.
Right.
That will only frustrate the seed of life from growing in us.
Amen.
But maybe give ourselves to this, and then we can have one last P is perfecting. I believe there's many of the younger saints that this is all quite new. So we need to have a heart to, whether the Lord will allow some of us to remain until he returns, we don't know. But what we've heard, we should be all the time perfecting the younger saints. That they, if we're not the ones to bring the Lord's physical return, they would be. So may this be in our heart all the time, to be occupied with the Lord's interest.
Amen.
In such a way.
Amen.
I believe if we're in this kind of condition, we will be those that will be properly positioned to receive the Lord in his soon coming.
Amen.
So I think that's probably good, saints.